This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. A Chinese government official Monday called on the people of Hong Kong to oppose violence and accused some Western politicians of stirring unrest. He also reiterated Beijing's support for Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo told reporters those comments were fanning the flames of an already politically divided city.
The vision, the impression of Hong Kong is simply fundamentally wrong. They're so far away from Hong Kong people's real sentiments and demands, and they tried to make some feeble attempt to help retain what they assume would be security problems in Hong Kong. But then that wouldn't help the crises, governance and political crisis Hong Kong is facing.
Hong Kong bore the scars Monday morning of its eighth straight weekend of violent protests, with hard hats, umbrellas and water bottles littered across some central streets. President Trump has announced his national intelligence chief, Dan Coats, is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. He thanked Coats for his great service to our country and said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman and Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. Coats has been the director of national intelligence since March 2017. He frequently disagreed with Trump on a number of highly publicized intelligence matters, including U.S. policy toward Russia and North Korea's nuclear weapons program. This is VOA News. The personal physician for Alexei Navalny says there is a possibility that the Russian opposition leader has been chemically poisoned. Navalny was serving a 30-day jail term when he was hospitalized Sunday morning after suffering what authorities described as a severe allergic reaction. A Navalny spokeswoman said the Kremlin foe had never experienced an allergic reaction before. He was released from the hospital Monday and returned to prison. He was sentenced last week to 30 days for calling for Saturday's unsanctioned protest in Moscow. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a shooter killed at least three people Sunday afternoon at a garlic festival. The attack happened in the city of Gilroy, where Police Chief Scott Smithy says the shooter was armed with a rifle.
There were reports of shooting on the north side of the garlic festival area. Officers were in that area and engaged the suspect in less than a minute. The suspect was shot and killed. We believe, based on witness statements, that there was a second individual involved in some way. We just don't know in what way.
Investigators worked through the night to figure out exactly what happened. So far, they do not have a motive for the shooting. Talks between Iran and the United States would be possible if based on an agenda that could lead to tangible results. But Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Washington is not seeking dialogue. President Trump has said he would be willing to hold talks with the Islamic Republic. But in a news conference broadcast live on Press TV, Mousavi said they are not for talks. They are not seeking dialogue. Meanwhile, Iran and the remaining world powers in the 2015 agreement to restrain Tehran's nuclear weapons development signaled new commitment Sunday to staying in the accord. This even though Iran said it would diminish its compliance if European countries don't help alleviate the effects of U.S. economic sanctions. More from Reuters' Francesca Linaw.
Sunday's emergency meeting with parties to Iran's 2015 nuclear deal was constructive, according to an Iranian official. Following Sunday's meeting, an official warned that Tehran would continue to reduce its commitments if Europeans failed to salvage the nuclear pact. Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China and Iran have been trying to do so ever since the United States withdrew from it in May 2018 and reimposed and toughened sanctions on Iran.
That's Reuters' Francesca Linaw. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.